Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. A Chicago organization that provides free resources to financially vulnerable families is right in the thick of this year's tax season. Ladder Up, and hundreds of volunteers are providing free tax services to families. We're happy to have with us this morning the group's executive director, Christine Cheng, with us to talk a little bit more about this. Christine, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
I mentioned you're right in the thick of it. I mean, tax season is right around the corner, and I'm guessing you've had a very busy season helping folks.
We have. So for us, our tax season starts usually in late January. That's when we first open our doors at our 28 tax sites. And then, of course, we offer service right up to the mid-April filing deadline. And even after that, when you think the season is over, we actually continue to provide off-season tax support as well.
Talk to us about why your organization is doing what it's doing and why it's so important.
Right. So the mission of our organization is to help low-income families and individuals access the financial resources they need to move up the economic ladder. So this time of season, we're talking about tax returns as a way to access really critical tax refunds that families are then using to meet basic needs, pay for current expenses, as well as save for the future. So for us, the mission is not to do taxes, but it's really viewing taxes as a way for families to access those financial resources.
And that way generally is because of different tax credits or other things in the tax code that people may be overlooking that could help them.
Absolutely. So, you mentioned that we have hundreds of volunteers. That's correct. We provide them with training. They pass an IRS certification test. And then we're using electronic software to ensure that we're preparing the most accurate returns for our families. And we're doing this free of charge because a lot of our families are, as you mentioned, financially vulnerable. And we don't think that they should be paying for a service through a commercial provider that our volunteers can provide for free.
Yeah, and you actually have 1,400 volunteers, at least 1,400. So it's quite a big group of people that are helping out. What are some of the biggest things that people miss on their taxes that could help them with a bigger refund?
I mean, certainly a lot of our families that we're talking about in our income target range are eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is, the largest poverty alleviation program in our country. Been around for 40 plus years, received bipartisan support. It's a credit that's designed to reward work. And so that's a huge credit. I think about 40% of our families are receiving that. And that credit alone can equal more than $6,300 on a return. So that's a huge one. The child tax credit is another one that a lot of people are qualified for. Tax reform actually made the size of that credit larger for 2018, tax year 2018. So that's another critical one as well.
And most people, I guess, more than half of taxpayers who claim that tax credit, the earned income tax credit, when they go through a tax preparer and try to not do this themselves, it costs them, doesn't it? What is the average cost per return?
Right. So we have clients who come in not infrequently who say, I'm so grateful that you did this for me for free. I ended up paying XYZ preparer $200, $250, $300. So you hear it range from $150 to above $300. Some of the commercial firms will charge by the number of forms or schedules used. And so when you claim additional credits, that's, of course, additional schedules or forms that are being completed as part of your 1040. And so you will see an increase. Oftentimes, you will see an increased charge for a family who has that kind of tax situation because they've activated additional forms.
Christine, this is the new tax year with the new tax code. How are things different this year? What are your folks telling you about what they're seeing?
There was a lot of talk about this over the summer, of course, the fall, and then leading into the winter about tax reform and how this might affect, your personal return as an individual. What we've seen is that it can go up, it can go down in terms of how reform will affect your refund total. It is very, very case by case. That some of the bigger things that happened with tax reform is the personal exemptions went away. So it used to be the case that you could subtract a certain amount per person that you're claiming on your return. That's now not a thing. However, the standard deduction has essentially doubled for all of the filing statuses. That's something that can affect some taxpayers a certain kind of way and others a different sort of way. I mentioned earlier that the child tax credit is now larger. It used to be $1,000. It's now $2,000 with a max of $1,400 that's refundable. So, there are various changes that can move it up or down in terms of people's refunds. But really, it's a case-by-case basis. Tax situations, can vary quite a bit.
Right. And that's interesting to hear. And without getting into the political nature of that part of the conversation, for the financially challenged people that your organization works with, were the tax changes worthy? Or were they helpful or not?
It's a little bit preliminary for us to have done the full data analysis at this point since we're midway through the season, but preliminarily it looks like more than half of our clients are seeing a refund that is higher than what they received last year. Again, it's not independent of other situations changing in their life. If it was children aging out of credits or new children being born or job changes or additional income, less income, whatever the case may be. The other thing to note, too, and this is noted in some of the articles you'll see about tax reform, is the withholdings change. The tax brackets were changed last year. A lot of people are taxed at a slightly lower rate this year or were in 2018. The employer withholdings tables were changed. So some people did notice a little bit extra money each paycheck starting at a certain portion of time in 2018, and that may actually lead to them having a slightly smaller refund come tax time, but that's just due to less over withholding, if that makes sense. So some people, again, saw a little bit extra in their paycheck week to week or month to month versus seeing a larger refund at tax time.
Yeah, and then the flip side of that, I've heard from a number of different people who did not change their withholding, and they're concerned, they haven't even started their taxes yet, they're concerned they may actually have to pay something this year.
Right, and that is something that the IRS is sensitive to, that there may be additional people who have never owed before who do owe this year. Certainly online options are good to look at the IRS.gov website in terms of different ways that you can pay. Withholdings is another thing. The IRS on their website have a withholding calculator that you can use to really ascertain what should you put down on your Form W-4 to give to your HR department at work in terms of how many allowances, how much should I be withholding to avoid being in a situation where you now owe come tax time.
We also heard about the government shutdown for 5 weeks. What impact are you seeing on taxes and the work you're doing because of that?
We haven't seen any issues system-wide in terms of just processing and that kind of thing. I think what we were hearing from our local IRS contacts is, from a customer service standpoint, they are slammed with requests that came in by mail, for instance, during that 5-week shutdown. And I think they're still trying to kind of process some of those items. I've heard that wait times may be a bit longer on the phone. Again, I think that the IRS.gov website is good for getting some of those resources without having to jump on a phone call and be on hold. So thankfully, we at least haven't noticed in our kind of segment of the tax market a lot of huge impacts for our taxpayers.
Christine, the organization has been around since 1994. You recently merged with the Center for Economic Progress. Talk about the impact that you're making just overall. Do you feel like you're helping these financially vulnerable families get up on that ladder further?
Absolutely. So, with the coming together of our two organizations, we now operate 28 tax sites across the Illinois area. Most of them are in Metro Chicago, but we do have kind of a downstate presence in Springfield as well. I think it's just been a tremendous opportunity for us to join forces to bring our strengths together and to deliver service to that many more people. So, between our two organizations over the last 25 plus years that we've been around in Chicago, jointly we've returned more than $1 billion in economic impact for our families.
The issue of financial inequality in our country seems to be getting worse, is getting worse. What more needs to be done besides having organizations like yours help?
I mean, I think there's a lot that you could do here in terms of, tax policy and equitability between, who's being taxed and that kind of thing. I think for the everyday person who might be listening to this, it's getting involved in some way, and volunteering is one of those things. We can't each change policy with every decision we make, but we can contribute what we can contribute, and a lot of our volunteers are doing this because they want to give back. But beyond that, they want to do it in a skills-based way. They want to leverage their financial skills and their willingness to help and have that translated to, very tangible rewards for the client who's coming in to see them.
Christine, how can people get in touch with the Ladder Up if they need assistance this tax season or other financial help?
Absolutely. I would say call our hotline, which is 312-409-1555. Additionally, information is available on our website, which is goladderup.org, which will also link over to economicprogress.org for a full listing of all of the tax site locations.
Well, we appreciate you being with us today. Good luck for the rest of the tax season here.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Christine Chang, Executive Director of Ladder Up in Chicago. Again, that phone number is 312-409-1555, and you can find them online at goladderup.org.